Parshas Pinchas. Finally, the Parsha tells you the milas of Pinchas, what he did, the act that the Kanes Kenosi, the Kalisa Beisol, Besoichom. He did Kanois. The Gemara Sanhedrin actually tells us there were six nisim happened when Pinchas did this Kanois. The Medrash actually brings down there were 12 nisim. If you look in Targum Yonasan, last week's Parsha, brings down all the 12 nisim that happened when he went in. So the Alshech is bothered by, if so, if all these miracles happened, so a person may want to ask, well, what did he do? Lula Hashem also nisim sha'as Hashem, l'asa pinchas mu'umah. Ve'eich tachzik lo is kol toivahi, says the Alshech, why do we attribute to Pinchas this toiva that he did, Lamaisa happened with 12 miracles or 6 miracles. Says the Alshech, a Yesoid Gadol. He tells us a Yesoid in Avodas Hashem. A Yesoid, read you the language he says. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavakesh, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Yogel Odom is Darkov Yiftach Vihiyase. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, so he did this kina, as we say, L'Shem Shemaim, and in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mavakesh Rag Yogel Odom Elov Darkov, you reveal to us, to other people, his derech. Vihiyftach Olov Vihiyase. That's what he is. Rabbi Hashem wants, but kana is kinosi besoicham. That was the maila. Where the Pinchas acted, and in the fact that the results happened at the end through a miracle, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu cherishes is that he acted, there was a chilul Hashem, and he was just liberated to Mekad Hashem Shemayim. That's Rabbi Yishlam, that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. You do what you have to do, Rabbi Yishlam will take care of the rest. There's a similar idea we find in the Gemara Megillah tells us, Yigati Mitzosi Tamim, Yigati, Lo Yigati Mitzosi Al Talim. So Yigati Mitzasi, the Gemara Megillah Tavav tells us, is Tamim. In Mefarshe Bedaik, the word Mitzia means something you found. Something you find means you didn't work for. So what's a Yigati Mitzasi? Teretz is what you find after your Yigah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a Mitzia. He wants you to do Yigah. What the results that happen after is very often is even more than you expected, more than your Yigah. The Rebbe Yishlam gives you a Matana, just like Pinchas. The miracles, the 12 miracles that happened is because he jumped in, he did Kanes Kenosi. When you're Yodea and Torah, then Rabbi Yishlam is going to be, there's going to be a Mitziasi, there's going to be a Mitzia afterwards. There's a Medrash in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, it's Oiz Dalet. The Medrash tells us that Rabbi Chanina, I think it's Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa says that he wanted to donate to the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to give to the Beis HaMikdash, and he says, "Pamachas ro anshi iroi malim oilois shlomim." Oma, he said, "Kulam malim shlomim Yerushalayim." Everyone's giving shlomim Yerushalayim. V'ani ena malaklum. So miad he went to the midbar shal ir charova shal ir, and he found an evan achas, and it was sidko v'sitato v'kirkama. He fashioned out the stone. Omar aleila oilois Yerushalayim. He wants to bring this stone out for the Beis HaMikdash. Because he wanted to find workers to help him schlep it to Yerushalayim. So they told him, "Ten lo scharenu me'o zuv, and if you give us 100 zuv, and we'll bring it to Yerushalayim." He said, "I don't have 100 zuz. I don't even have 50 zuz. Blei matzo." Anyway, they left. And then Rabbi Yishlam was zimelem HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamisha malochim. 5 malochim b'dmus mnei Adam, the local people, and they told them, "Give us 5 sloim and we'll help you to take it to Yerushalayim. On condition that you have to also help with us." The second he put his hand on it, they flew to Yerushalayim. So he wanted to give them the scharam, like matzah, and he told them, they came, they told him, must have been the Machashos came and helped you to bring the stone. And he gave the schar, that the 5 slum he gave to them, says, Al-Kaponim, he wanted to have the stone in Yerushalayim. He just have to start himself. That's what the Malachim told him. You do something with him, we'll help you. That's the Avodah. The Chovas Avavis in Shar B'Cheshbon HaNefesh, Paragimel, tells us, when a person tries, is mismasa l'kayim mitzvah Hashem, and is makayim kafi yicholtoi, It says over there, Hashem will pesach lo yishar madrigas, aruchnias. Means you'll come to madrigas, I mean, mala is even greater than yecholtoi. And it means a mushel, you have a tree, you want to plant a fruit tree. If you uproot all the bad grass, and you clean out in menachet adomo, then, and you take away the thorns, and you water the food, then you can dab into Hashem that the perish shall be God's. But if you miss alam, you know, you don't do the extra, the groundwork, as we say, you can't expect the Rabbanim to give you the perish. That's sometimes the same level as Hashem. If you do your little work, the fruits are not in your control, what type of fruits going to bring. But you did the preparation, Kadosh Baruch will give you. That's what it is. That's the avodah a person has. Could be that's pshat. In this week's parsha, we find just before the parsha of all the korban musaf of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Tovim, the Torah tells you parshas atomit. And already saw the Racham HaKadosh is bothered by why does parsha atomit belong here? He says it should belong in parshas emor. But in other words, taka, why the Torah makdim parshas korban tomit before parshas musaf? So Apil Lomdus is easy to understand because it's called Karban Musaf. Musaf means it's added. You first have to do the regular and then you have Musaf. So it happens, especially Shabbos, it's Shnei Kavosim, it's two sheep. So if you bring one, that's even your Mechavim for Musaf, it's really for Tomit because it's the same Karban. On Yom Tovim Grada and Rosh Chodesh, you bring other Karbonas with it. So then in the Hanami, it's still called a Musaf. Why is it called a Karban Musaf? You can understand to be moisiv on the Tomid, you moisiv on the Karban Musaf Shal Shabbos. But even the Yom Tovim Karbanos are called Musaf. Why are they called Musaf? Could be the Torah wants to teach you. Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh are called the Moyat, right? And we know Mekadosh Yisrael, right? Ba'azman, we get certain Kedusha through Moyat. Shabbos also is a Zman of Kedusha. Ata Kedash Yeshem HaShvi, it's a Zman of Kedusha. To tap into that Kedusha, to be able to be Zoycha to that Kedusha, and a chanama, a person, has to first have to have akdoma with tomit. If you are a yid that brings every day the carbon tomit, then you can tap into the kedusha of Shabbos. You're expecting to be able to have that. You won't be able to tap in. You won't be able to tap in that. That's why it could be why the Torah was makdim, the parshas tomit, before the parshas of the carbonus musaf. Now there's a story by the Hanochas Ever Apino of the Yeshiva Chachme Lublin, by Rameh Shapiro's Yeshiva. So the Chodkav Rebbe was a Rebbe of Rameh Shapiro, and he spoke that he turned to the donor. At that time, it was very unusual to give beautiful buildings for Yeshiva. And he said to him, I'm not jealous of this act that you have, that you're donating this Yeshiva and your Zoycha to this Ever Apino, this foundation shown. I'm jealous there were other things that you did in life prior to this that led you today to this. There are small things that person does kafi cholto, and later on, you end up doing things way beyond you would have realized in the earlier stages. It's only because you did that start, you did that beginning, you did that maila. Sometimes the maila is you don't have to see, as I say, on a physical level. You know, there are Schwab rights on the Pasuk Rav Lechem Bnei Levi, I'm not sure, Veschanon in Parshas Korach, I think it's in Parshas Veschanon, explains, Rashi learns Rav Lechem Dover Godel. He says the Bnei Levi are the behind the scenes, they have a certain Dover Godel greater, they not always they have to have to the end result. And he was Mechfayas Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Loch Moshe Al Tois Ledaber, the Moshe Rabbeinu, if we would have taken Klal Yisroel to Eretz Yisroel, there would have been, like I say, a certain chetzoinistic element by him, not finishing the job alone. In other words, there was a certain mailer for Moshe Rabbeinu saying, Rav Lechem, a dover godel because you stayed behind the scenes. Emes says in this week's parasha, we find for Moshe Rabbeinu, his own children didn't take over him. And the Emes says he understood it till he came to Parshas Yerusha. Chazal tell us, when he saw Parshas Yerusha, he asked, how come so maybe my son should be Yerush and not Yeshua? So many of my Farshim are bothered by that if he knew his sons weren't worthy, why just because Yerusha, he should get it. Some Forsha Megalamukas, the Sefer Yitzchak HaTorah brings down from Megalamukas that he was asking, they should have two leaders in Klal Yisrael, one for the Torah will be Yeshua, one for the other leadership role. You have in sometimes the Hasidic circles, you have the Rebbe and the Dayan. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for. But nevertheless, his request was not fulfilled. Moshe Rabbeinu, as much as he wanted his children, but nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu did what he had to do. And he came to tremendous madrig of Moshe Rabbeinu, that even though In other words, his next generation, his children didn't take over. Moshe Rabbeinu understood that was the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's really our life, that we have to do what we have to do. Whether we receive results, Chazal tell us very often we receive results. But even if we don't see the results of what's going to be, that's also a tremendous maila that we have to see, that we learn from this week's parsha. We learn from that a person has to do just what he has to do. Since we're in the weeks of the 3 weeks this parsha, so there's two nekudas that we learn how much we have to care for others, especially the Beis Hamikdash Shecharav Kavasinas Chinam Sa'avoida. Interesting, in the Kuda, I saw that these 3 weeks start off with Sivas V'Tamas, which one of the things in the Sivas V'Tamas is, was Nishtabra Luchas. What's Nishtabra Luchas? The Luchas broke. The Luchas represent five of the Luchas, five of the Luach, is Benol Lechaveroi. The Chilik of Benol Lechaveroi, that was broken, that was the Ascholah, we have to bring back. The Luchas means that was broken is the Benol Lechaveroi. It's more than the Benol Lechaveroi. What was the promise that we got to bring back the Beis Hamikdash? Who was the one that was told, V'shav banim l'gvulam is Rachel Amenu? Only Rachel, all the others davened to bring back the Beis Hamikdash and destroy it. And Rachel, from all of them, was answered with the promise, V'shav banim l'gvulam. Why was Rachel Zoicha? Because Rachel had this element of Ben Onla Chaveroi to a degree that she gave up everything to her sister, not to embarrass her. That's how much she was willing to give at the time when she gave a Leah to Yaakov Avinu. She had no clue if Yaakov would marry her. Yaakov didn't want to marry two sisters. Yaakov Avinu and Chanama married her anyway for different reasons. The Rishonim, there's Ramban and Barshav Aichi says they nadr nedesh and nadr loy, which Rabbi Yaakov brings out. Rabbi Yaakov Netzki brings out that a promise Yaakov had to keep before Matan Torah. This that you're not marrying two sisters is only a chumrah before Matan Torah. But nevertheless, Rachel Aminu gave up, and that was the schus in order to bring back the Beis Hamikdash. So, in us, our avoido, what do we see in this parsha? Two nekudas about one nekuda is we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, at the end, by Dabe Moshe Hashem Yifchad Hashem Elakei Arichais. Rashi says, Lo Yidion Shvochel Shel Tzadikin Kishen Nifteru Mel Oilam Manichin Sorcham. They leave their own needs, right? Vauiske Betzorchet Zibul. He didn't daven for himself; he daven for Klal Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is. That's what leadership is. He's worried about others, not his own personal gain. If you look at the Sefer Tuvcha Yabim Parshas Mishpatim, it's also in the Utsir Satir over here, I think brings it down also, that there was a Mordik of Pshat on the words Kayol Tarag Lafike Moyim. That the Torah says, an Ayol, which was it's a ram. It's Ayol Tarig Lafika Moim. It screams, it davens for water. When Klal Yisrael needs rain, it davens for rain. But they're bothered by the diktuk alosh of the posik, Ayol Tarig Lafika Moim. Ayol is a loshen zohar. Tarig is a loshen akeva. What's pshat? So he brings down that the pshat is like this. The Gemara Barbaster tells us, when this animal Ayol, it's rachma, is so narrow, it's so tsar, it's so small, that he can't actually give birth. The baby can't come out. The Rebbeinu Shem sends a bird to come and bite the rechem open, and then it gives birth. And then he screamed. So now, he had a shayla in the sefer, he had a shayla like this. The shayla was, what happens if we know Chazal tell us that the other animals come to the ayol to daven for rain, to the ayol, or actually to daven for rain, when the world needs rain. The ayol screams out for rain. What happens if right when it's the middle of labor, he wants to now scream out, to call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring this bird to come and bite the womb in order, because it's suffering, it's in child, it's in labor, and it's going through the childbirth pain. And right then, other animals come and tell him that the world needs rain. So now this animal has two choices to daven. Daven for its own personal needs, to bring this animal a bomb to bite its womb. Or it can daven for the tzorche of the oilam that needs rain. Zok the posik of la melech kayol tarik. At that moment, when this female ayol, it's really ayolo, makes itself into a male, kayol alafikamayim. It ignores its own personal needs, that it needs now that it's suffering in its childbirth pain, and it screams out for rain, for Klal Yisrael. It makes itself as if it ignores that she's in a keva and makes itself into Zohar at that moment. That's the beauty of how much a person cares about others more than their own personal needs. That's how much it is. That's what you worry about others. No, there's a maila, tremendous maila in Tosefta Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos, bring in Shabbos early, there's a maila, there's a home of Vuch and the Poiskim. But there's a maila, that's one of the reasons why some even people do Tarta de Sasri on Erev Shabbos, they'll have Mincha after Plag and Marev before Shkia. How could you do that? You're not allowed to do Tarta de Sasri. Some say the Kedusha Shabbos, it's worth it als Kedusha Shabbos. You bring in, you're getting a mitzvah of Kedusha Shabbos. Definitely is a maila of being in Shabbos early. If you do it, l'shem Shabbos. Avad Ramosh has a tshuva, if a husband is mekabel Shabbos early, his wife's not nigra acharav, if she's only doing it in the summer, not in the winter, so he's doing it convenience, so she's not nigra achar, it's convenience, only if you do it tak als Kedusha Shabbos, then anachanama should be nigra acharav. But there's tremendous maila. The Tzadik of a Rebbe would never do an early Shabbos in this town, because he felt there are friar people, non-religious people in his town, and if he's mekabel Shabbos early, he is the Rav of the town, he is the shul of the town, and the rules are, whenever you mekabel Shabbos in a town as one shul, everybody's nigger acharav. So all those people are mechal Shabbos, it's going to end up there being mechal Shabbos an extra an hour, because they're going to be nigger acharav, so he didn't want to make an early Shabbos, that those people that are mechal Shabbos shouldn't be considered the mechal Shabbos for an extra hour. He was willing to give up his own kedushas of Tosefta Shabbos because of others, in order that they shouldn't be considered a mechal Shabbos. That's how much that you learn, how much you have to care for someone. On the other hand, you learn for another from this parasha also about caring for others, that we see Chazal tell us that the Korban Rosh Chodesh, Rashi brings down, it's a Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tes, it's a Gemara in Chulin. The Rabbanu Shalom tells us, Hevi kapora alai al shemiyatu es hayerech. The korban Rosh Chodesh is a korban kapora for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because mamayit the yerech. We need to bring a kapora for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a kapora for mamayit the yerech. The yerech complains, and he got punished. Rav Yishon made him smaller. So there is the leiv Aryeh Masechtas Chulin. It's brought down in Moitzi Shalarov, I think in Parshas Bereishis. He brings down a yesoid that Be'emes is that the reason why we have to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he says interesting thing, that the emes is, at the time when the Rabbi Yishol made them both the same size, the moon complained, you can't have shtei malachim mishtamshim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have had a choice of making the sun bigger, or rather making the moon smaller. He would have preferred to reward the sun making bibba than to mamayit the levana. The problem is, Red Nocha, the Rishon Ador, when Rabbi Yishol made the Or HaGadol, the beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, he was mamayit the Or in order they can't see from one end of the world to the other, because they were going to use it for the wrong things, which is similar to what internet is, on a certain level that you can see from one end of the world and use it for the wrong things. And Rabbi Yishol was mamayit. So Rabbi Yishol mamayit, he couldn't now make the sun any bigger, because that would have been more of the Or HaGadol. So Hevi Kapora Alai, you have to bring a Kapora for me, Klal Yisrael, because I had to mamay the Yerech and couldn't be married with the sun because of you. That's how he learns Pshan Dei Chazal. At the end of the day, if you look on the side of the Gemara, in Shavuos, Daf Tes, where it talks about this Gemara, he says, this is a Dvarim which is Yisoid, Shem Yisoid is called Kavoid Abbas Melech Mimo, shouldn't discuss it, he says. That's what it says on the Mesoris HaShas, on the side of the Gemara in Shavuos. But there's a nekuda, I think, over here is, Ken Zayin, the moon himself caused it. The moon caused himself this downfall. But the end, nevertheless, even if someone calls himself a downfall, the one that has to administer, the one that has to punish him, and the end of the day is, needs a kapora. Any richik in the world, we know on the Chazal tell us, on Monday there was no kitoiv, because machlik, is according to the Medrash, was created. They had to split by Yavdil. So on Tuesday it says twice kitoiv. We know there's a machlikas that can be used for the right things, machlikas l'shem shemayim. Nevertheless, you can never attribute, the Rebbe Yishol doesn't want to attribute toiv to machlikas, because machlikas, even if you mean it l'shem shemayim, the end of the day is, if you have to marachik someone because of machlikas, that is not called kitoiv. And therefore, the Rebbe Yishol is saying, hevi kapora shesmayit arech, even if the yarech caused this downfall, nevertheless, you mechuyev to now bring a kapora for the fact that you have to marachik it. Which similarly we find the Tosfos in Psachim Nafkuf Yud Gimel. Tosfos says, if you find two people, the Gemara says, want your friend to unload and your enemy to load. So even though unloading the animal is Sabal Chaim, if it's unloading, loading, avada, unloading comes before loading. But if If it's your enemy to load and your friend to unload, you have to go in order to be able to load your enemy, in order to be koifer your yitzroi, and he shouldn't have sin on somebody else. And that's more important than Tzabal Chaim to help him load his animal. But the Gemara is bothered by, how could he have an enemy? The Gemara says you saw him doing a Dvar Erva, you saw him doing Avera, and that's why you're allowed to hate him. Frey Toysvas, if you're allowed to hate him because did Avera, so why do you have to work on this hatred in order to remove it if you're allowed to hate him? Zok Toysvas, Kamayim Ponim Aponim Kevlei Vodom, you hate him. And Mimila, because you hate him, he hates you. And Mitoich Kach Yovel De Sinner Gemura. So what comes out from Toysvas is like this. You have to hate him because he saw doing Avera. But immediately after you hate him because he did Avera, you have an obligation now to would go ahead and work not to hate him anymore because of that Avera. Because if you do, he's going to hate you for now, and therefore it's going to come, you're going to hate him more than what you hated him originally for because of the Avera. So you have to already work on that hate right away. That means you learn from this place, so you can't hate anybody. You can see someone doing an Avera, you have to maybe an instant, you hate him, but right away you already work, and that's override Tzabal Chaim. That's more worrier. You're more worried about not being hating somebody than the Tzabal Chaim of the animal. That's how far it goes. So in this man of the 3 weeks, where we learn in this week's Parsha, Parsha Pinchas, the Nekudas of Hamach, Pinchas was Zoycha to Brisi Sholim. If you look in the Sephorno, you know what Sholim means? Sholim was Zoycha to Arichas Nomim, because anything that has a snagness makes things wear out, he says. And therefore, when you make Sholem the world, there's going to be Arichas Sholem state in Sibarno. So if our avoider during this time is to take and make Sholem, and even we have a legitimate reason to merachek somebody, nevertheless, we should always be working on making Sholem, even if we had to merachek him, like our Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Makom Rosh Chodesh, Hevi Kapor Alashim, Yaltes Ayerech, Agut Shabbos.